Sometimes the biggest impacts of life are made in the smallest moments of time. That was Fred Rogers' experience. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. You know, I could easily share 10 podcasts from The Good Neighbor, the life and work of Fred Rogers by Maxwell King. It's that good. It's that enlightening. And while every insight is not necessarily an aha moment, many incidents from the creator of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are simply too good to pass up. Like this one, a stone wall and a Steinway piano. And I highlight them because they both speak to how much of a child's life is shaped in seminal moments. Some of them spur of the moments, like the stone wall, and some more carefully planned, like the Steinway piano. Let me tell you about each. First, the stone wall. Fred Rogers loved his grandfather and namesake, Fred McFeely. The two often played outside together, and once, when Fred was outside, he was climbing a stone wall, and you gotta know his mother, a bit overly protective of Fred, she calls out to him, warning Fred, "You could hurt yourself, get off that stone wall." I'm sure many of you are thinking, been there, experienced that. But at just that moment, Fred's grandfather intervened. "Let the kid climb on the wall," he told his daughter. "He has to learn to do things for himself." Maxwell King writes, "Fred Rogers was deeply grateful to his grandfather, and he never forgot that moment on the stone wall." Fred said, "I loved my grandfather for giving me that. You know, it was just a moment, but that moment shaped the life of Fred Rogers." Let me tell you another, this time from his grandmother, Nancy McFeely. King writes, "Nancy McFeely and Nancy Rogers noted Fred's intense interest in music as a 3- and 4-year-old boy, and they made sure that he could use the modest family piano, giving him the chance to play and learn. Well, Fred started playing the piano before he was 5, and his family purchased a small pump organ for about $25 to help him develop his musical talent." Now, it was obvious that Fred Rogers had talent. Fred could play by ear, and the piano gave him an outlet for his emotions. But the pivotal moment, according to Maxwell King, came when Fred Rogers was just almost 10 years old. You see, Fred had longed for a piano of his own, a heart's cry that he had expressed to Nancy McFeely, his maternal grandmother. And Nancy, or Nana, figured, you know, a little piano for a little guy couldn't be that expensive. So she offered to buy one for the very young Fred Rogers. And when Fred told her, now mind you, he's just 9 years old, that he was going downtown to look at pianos, she said, "Well, that would be a good idea." And then she explained to a 9-year-old kid how to get there. And Fred journeyed off to the piano store on his own. Listen to what happened next.
He took a trolley the 4 miles from Squirrel Hill to the Steinway & Sons store on Liberty Avenue, since moved to Penn Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. According to the staff there, Fred spent several hours playing every piano in the store, and then told the salesman that he had picked his favorite, a second-hand 1920 Steinway Concert Grand Model D ebonized piano that had been shipped recently to New York for a full heirloom restoration to restore the 16-year-old piano to perfect condition. It was 9 feet long, weighed about 1,000 pounds, and as a second-hand piano, was worth a little less than $3,000 in 1936. It was, and still is, the gold standard when it comes to concert grand performance pianos. The same model piano, brand new, now sells for nearly $130,000, according to Steinway staff. The salesmen chuckled among themselves as the little boy headed to the trolley to ride back to Squirrel Hill to see his grandmother. They were stunned a little while later when Fred returned with a check, nearly $50,000 in today's currency, for the full price of the piano. Nana McFeely had made a promise, and she was going to keep it. She kept her commitment to let Fred pick out his own piano, and it utterly changed his life.
Such a great story. King continues, although it might seem like an extraordinary extravagance for such a young child, it was a bold and principled move by Nancy McFeely. She knew she could afford it, and she was convinced by Fred himself that it would make an exceptional difference for him at a critical juncture in life. Do you know Fred had that piano for the rest of his life? He took it with him as he moved from city to city. He composed music on it. He found solace and he found joy on the keys of that piano. In some ways, many of us are still hearing the echoes of his melodies today. And we're hearing those melodies because two people studied their grandson in the little moments of life. Because two people were present in the little moments of his life. Because two people kept promises in the little moments of his life. And in the end, those little moments were life-altering moments. Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child in the way he should go. And one understanding of that verse is train a child according to the child's bents. And Fred's grandparents saw the bents in young Fred, and they shaped him accordingly. So my aha moment is this. Be fully present in the little moments of others. Because it's often not the times carefully planned, but what we do around stone walls and Steinway pianos that makes all the difference. Well, that's my thought on my walk. My question is this. What will you do with that thought on your walk through life today?